This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Breaking news, man. So, I don't know if this is the first broadcast or what, but Masson is broadcasting this Orioles-Nats game, exhibition game from Nats Park that's supposed to start right now. They're in a little bit of a weather delay, and unfortunately with baseball weather delays, especially in the exhibition season, we have no idea what the plan is over
there. None whatsoever.
So just we know as much as you do. But Bob Carpenter, who has, I mean, I think he's been the Nats play-by-play guy the entire time, dude. This is the Nats' 20th season, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, it's Carp's 20th season. Who was it? Who was he with at first? That dude, Dibble? Remember back in the Dibble days? He would say some wild stuff. Obviously, there's been a whole bunch of different people. FP was the guy for a while. Now it's Franson. But the constant has been Carp, Bob Carpenter.
Yep.
Bob Carpenter just announced in the broadcast just right now that this will be his last year as the Nats' lead play-by-play TV announcer. Hmm. He's done this for 42 years.
Damn.
42 years and 20 in D.C. That's pretty wild.
That is.
Right? We got some boots on the ground, I believe. Our friend, the B. Mitch and Finley baseball insider, Toby Altizer, joins us. What's up, Tobo?
Do I get a nice paycheck for being the baseball insider?
Nah, you just get a lot of thank yous.
Yeah, a lot of thank yous. Maybe an attaboy.
I appreciate that.
Are you at Nats Park?
Yeah, I'm wandering around. I just passed by Masson's booth where Bob announced that he's retiring. So, yeah, just walking around.
Let's start there then. How surprised are you that Carp is stepping down? I mean, you guys were all down in Florida a couple weeks. Did you hear any whispers of this?
No, I hadn't heard anything, but I mean, it kind of felt like the time was coming sooner there rather than later. I didn't know if it was going to be this year or next year. I think we've been kind of, you know, wondering when it would be. And then, you know, I think he's going to have a nice send off this year. So I don't know that it's shocking, but hearing it officially is a little bit sad. Going to miss hearing him on the broadcast years to come.
Yeah, it was funny. I was able to watch kind of at least the beginning of his announcement. And it did make me feel a little sad. Like, he's called a lot of stuff over the years. He's 72, though, dude. 72 years old. I mean, baseball gig, that's busy, dude.
That's a long time.
Yeah, man. 160
games.
what's going to be fascinating. Who do you think gets that job? Colko got to be in the driver's seat, right?
Yeah, I would think Colko's in the driver's seat for now. I'm not sure if there's going to be some, you know, other auditions and people, I'm sure, sending some resumes and some reels over to see if they could potentially get the job. But right now, I would think it'd go to Dan Colko. He fills in already quite a bit, so we'll see.
Well, good for Cartman. Nice long run. Yep. All right. We need information. What's the weather over there? What the hell are they holding this thing up for? Is it even raining right now? We're like two blocks away.
Yeah, it's sprinkling.
Hold on. Let's do the official Bemidji Finley rain test. Ryan, look out the window and tell me if you would call that.
I have to look out the window today because if it was not raining, then we would be gone.
I mean, but it doesn't really look like it's raining.
Well, it's raining to them over there.
Do they have different rules in an exhibition game? Like, are they more hesitant or something?
I would think that they're a little more hesitant from what I heard from my guy Bobby Blanco is that Davey wants to play and Brandon Hyde is not as keen on playing. So we'll see exactly what happens. I double check for you real quick. I think the tarp is still on the field. If the tarp is still on the field, then that still means we've got a little bit of time until.
All right. Hold on, we're getting a live tarp update. Toby Altizer, is the tarp still on the field?
The tarp is still on the field.
Oh, God. We got to fill this whole hour, B. All right, we got to come up with some segments. Toby, how encouraged? So Davey wants to play, and Brandon Hyde, the Orioles manager, doesn't.
Yeah.
What is the difference there? The Nats been off a couple days.
Well, the Nats are going to have 2 days off. You know, obviously the O's will as well. I think, you know, it's kind of just a difference in the ball clubs, honestly. When you look at the Nationals, we'll see what, you know, they're able to accomplish this season. But you don't mind going out there and playing, get your guys some reps versus the O's, probably a playoff team. You don't want to risk anybody slick ball, just slipping on the infield. You don't want to risk anything. So I think just the difference in the ball clubs, we'll see. I don't know if they play this one or not.
Well, dude, because the Gala thing starts.
They owe us one.
The Nats have their gala tonight that starts at 7, is that right?
Yeah, I think they're walking the red carpet. G&D are going to be over there. I think it's supposed to start around 4-ish, so I mean, can't go too much longer before some of these players start walking the red carpet, so I don't know. Maybe they could push that back a little bit, but I don't think they're going to push it back a lot. So I saw Ian Desmond up here in the booth, and he was saying with the players having a rain delay, an exhibition game, and a gala, the players in that clubhouse are probably not thrilled right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, the players probably don't even want to go to the gala. So I'm going to the gala tonight. I'm trying to find the information they sent me. Who's yelling at you, Toby? What's going on over there?
Security people.
Are you in
trouble?
I'm
not doing anything wrong. Not yet.
Are you smoking where you're not supposed to be smoking, Toby?
Well, JP, you know me. I'm not one to smoke, so
and
no.
That's why the security's there. all right, so the email I got from the Nats is 5:30 is red carpet arrivals begin. 6 o'clock cocktails, 7 o'clock seated dinner. So a baseball game is going to take 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
And if they push this an hour, that starts to really cut into this gala time. I am guessing this gala, I am not one of them, but there are some important people going to this gala.
You're going, man. They got you on it.
Toby, do you think there's a chance the game is just canceled?
I would say that at this point, it's 50-50. It's still, you can still see some sprinkling on the tarp on the fields. I think with an exhibition game, I think if this were a real game, they would pull the tarp off the field and they would be getting ready to play. But this is an exhibition game that ultimately doesn't matter if it gets played. So I don't know that they want to risk anything. There's no one warming up at the pens or anything. So if at worst they would play a 7-inning game maybe, but I don't know.
All right. Well, let me – this I add parenthetically. At 2 o'clock, you're up. I know that much.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to figure out Grant is over here with me. We're trying to figure out what the plan is. Maybe go over because we're going to be over at the red carpet. So hopefully everything's set up, and we'll be over there and broadcasting live at 2 o'clock if that's the case.
Godspeed.
Have fun.
Are you aware how you're doing in the bracket challenge?
I know it's not good. I know half my Final Four teams are gone. Rick Pitino let me down against John Calipari, so I'm not doing great.
You are not. you really aren't. You have you and Lamphill are the only two people that have each lost two Final Four teams. Of course, you lost one on the first day of the tournament when Clemson got upset by McNeese State. And now you've also lost St. John's. So I think there's a decent chance, Toby, you come in dead last for the entire brackets.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds about right. It's one of those things where I was filling out my bracket the first time, JP, and I was looking at, I think I had all the two seeds there in the Elite Eight or something like that. I think I had a lot of kind of chalky stuff, and I was like, well, it can't be. And then turns out this is the year of chalk. So yeah. I think I screwed up.
Toby felt so confident he didn't even fill out one of the games.
Yeah, dude, the UCLA disrespect around here is...
Yeah, that's really going to screw me, is missing out on that potential UCLA-Utah State game. I think that's going to cost me.
Yo, whoever comes in last has to buy lunch for the show.
I didn't agree to that when I filled out a bracket.
Have you seen Tiger Woods' new girlfriend?
Yeah, Valdez was giving me props because I was wearing his Sunday red hat today, his new brand. I was wearing a hat, so he thought it was in celebration of his new relationship.
That might get you a little hookup, man.
Valdez went over to this. I guess he wanted to see the Orioles.
No. I dropped in and said, "What's up for the junkies this morning?" Because I was here early.
Damn,
that early?
Yo, I saw Grant in the elevator as I was walking up for the show. You guys were
I was saying what's up to some players. Clubhouse opened at 10 a.m. this morning, so came crazy. Over, said what's up.
Yeah. That's banana land to me for a 1 o'clock game. But that's fine. What did you think of the Terps last night, Toby?
We didn't know that.
Dude, I thought what they looked like in the second half was so night and day to what they looked like in the first half that if they can come out and play like that in the second half, like they did in the second half against whoever it is, Florida, or if they keep on rolling, I mean, they can beat anybody. It comes down to their guards. I mean, Derek Queen is obviously special. Reese is special. Their Crab Five is so, so good. And if the guards can play like they did in the second half, they can beat anybody. And you get a shot down there at the end, give it to Derek Queen, and showed you how special he is. I mean, that was a fun game to watch. I'm sure for, you know, Terps Nation, it was a little bit nerve-wracking, but get the ball in Derek Queen's hands at the end of the game, and you feel pretty good as well.
For sure. What are you disappointed at all in the lack of upsets in this tournament?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, it's a weird
bracket,
tournament.
Yeah,
but I mean, just as a consumer of, because I know Toby is a dude that will sit and watch all of the games of the first weekend, like just completely lock in. And there were some good games, but it wasn't like past years where you feel this sense of like, oh my, there was no like edge of your seat moment outside of the Terps, really.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't hate it. I think, you know, there are still some good games, but it's a different landscape in college basketball now where some of these mid-majors lose some of their luster because the guys leave after a year because if they're good, they go somewhere big time. Not like they weren't doing that before, but it's even more prevalent now. So I think it's a different time frame now, and you're going to have more Power Five people. But the SEC was the best conference this year. It wasn't even close. And then seven other teams make the Sweet 16. Does that make it a bad tournament? No. I mean, it's good basketball teams. I think these games – in the Sweet 16 and down the stretch are going to change people's minds. We all love the idea of the upsets and all this, but then, you know, FAU and San Diego State were in the Final Four a couple of years ago, and people are complaining about that. So I think it's one of those things that we get down the stretch here. If, you know, Duke continues to go on a run, hopefully the Terps keep rolling. You've got Auburn. You give me some elite basketball down the stretch the final couple weekends, and I'll forget about the fact that there weren't major upsets.
Totally. But I think the people that were arguing the NCAA tournament's better than the NFL playoffs, they're a little quieter this week.
Well, anybody arguing that anything is better than the NFL, anything, is a little bit foolish. Let's just be real.
That's well said, Toby. Dude, I guess you're at Nats Park. Opening day is Thursday. What do you expect for the Nats this summer?
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked to have seen them spend a little bit more money this offseason. Like, to me, it's almost unforgivable that you look at their payroll the last couple of years and their payroll went down this year by the time the opening day roster set. Like, it'll go down, which is disappointing. But, you know, I think with what they were given to work with, that I think they were shrewd and they made some good moves. I like the low addition, but, you know, 71 wins the last couple of years. I don't know that you're suddenly up to 81 this year with the moves that were made. So, disappointing when you were hoping that the expectations would rise to potentially be a playoff team. Talking to some of the guys down in spring training, you know, they're obviously holding themselves to a high standard. Like Dylan Cruz was talking about pushing for a wild card spot and trying to get into the playoffs and play meaningful baseball into September and potentially into October. I don't know if that's something that's realistically going to happen, but, you know, if things fall the right direction, I could see them getting around 500, but realistically, they're probably, you know, a couple wins better than they were the last couple of years. So 75 wins, 76 wins, and maybe next year is the time that they are a little more aggressive in free agency and spend a little bit more money to improve the baseball team. But yeah, I think they're still a below 500 team, but I think they could be a little bit frisky. Last year in the first half, they were kind of hanging around, and at times you're talking about them being in a wild card spot, even though it's, you know, still July, but they were still hanging around for a little bit. So if the starting pitching does well like it did in the first half last year, they got a shot against anybody. So it's kind of going to come down to that, because the starting pitching fell off a little bit in the second half, and that's when they fell off. So we'll see how they do. They don't have big-time guys, but you also got rid of Patrick Corbin, so you don't have to worry about, you know, that every fifth day. Mackenzie Gore going to make his first opening day start. We'll see if he can take that next step. Irvin kind of improved on what he was able to do. So it'll just depend on starting pitching, I think.
Did anybody sign Corbin?
Yes, he actually got picked up by the Texas Rangers.
For what role?
1 year role, because one of their starters got hurt recently. So he just signed, I think, about a week ago with the Texas Rangers.
Hey, he's going to be a starting pitcher for them?
I think he's just kind of filling in until they get a little bit healthier at their starting pitching spot. But
Landfill,
yeah, I think so.
Good news, because I know you're upset with Corbin leaving. You couldn't bet against him every fifth day. Now we can just do it on Texas.
Right. bet on them.
Whoever pitches, take the other team. What should be fair expectations for Dylan Cruz this year? I mean, everybody said he's the stud of studs. It didn't go great for him in his first show action.
Yeah, so he's interesting because I think he's kind of the face of the franchise. When we were down there in West Palm, you know, I did a little mini mic bit. I don't know if you saw this on socials, just kind of interviewing, asking stupid questions to the players. And everybody else is outside talking with whoever it is outside. I think James Wood is the only one I missed. But everybody else I was talking to outside, Dylan Cruz, I couldn't, because he was constantly getting yelled at by fans to come sign autographs. And he is the star of the team in terms of fan recognition right now. He's the number one, even though James Wood is their best player. No, it was something where he legitimately had to, I mean, that's, people were talking about having to maybe up some security just for Dylan Cruz. I mean, it's more along the lines of how Harper was treated, how Soto was treated, where, you know, people want his autograph, and he might not be the best player on the team right now, but, you know, he's kind of the lead role in terms of popularity.
Position. Is he a really gregarious dude or anything?
No, he's got that, the modern term, JP, is aura. He's got it. Like he's just got that cool, it's not arrogant, but that confidence, that he's got that about him. And so, you know, he's got a little bit more personality for, you know, be a front facing person than James Wood. But I think for Dylan Cruz, the thing is, he's going to have to show that he can hit breaking balls and breaking pitches. He can hit the fastball, but he's going to have to show that he can hit the sliders and the curveballs and lay off bad pitches. He's so good at everything else. I don't know that, you know, when you think of a guy like this team's had guys come through like Harper that's a superstar, Soto's a superstar, MVP kind of guys. I don't know that Dylan Cruz ever reaches that level, but an all-star caliber player, I think for sure, a guy that you can plug in the, you know, two or three hole every day and count on 260 or somewhere around there and steal some bags. And I think the slept on part of his game is his defense. I think he's really, really good. I think he could win a gold glove in right field this year with how good he plays over there. And if they need to, they want to reshuffle, I think he could win a gold glove in center field for this team. So, you know, I the expectations for him this year, I'd like to see him, you know, keep his batting average a little bit more respectable than it was last year, but it, you know, something over 230, maybe 12 to 15 homers, just kind of setting lower bar that, you know, because sometimes you get these guys, JP, that you set such a high bar and the dude ends up hitting 20 homers and they feel like it was disappointing. I don't want that to be the case for him. So I think just it's more so an eye test thing for him. I think at the plate, if he looks a little bit more comfortable, better against breaking pitches, you'll be comfortable with that. But I just don't think you want to set too crazy a bar because, frankly, James Wood is a better player. Mm.
It's interesting. James Wood's also, what is he, 6'6", 6'7"? Like, doesn't he just stand out walking around?
He does. I mean, honestly, it's one of those things that it wouldn't shock you if he walked over to Capital One Arena and threw in a Wizards jersey tonight and started at small forward. It wouldn't shock you. Like, that's kind of the guy he is. He played at St. John's College High School. I don't know.
We might need him to do it.
I don't know if he can shoot. If he could shoot, then maybe he could give you a solid 10. But he could definitely cut back door and you could throw him a lob.
All right.
Get buckets, Wood. All right, Toby. Appreciate you jumping on, man. I know it's kind of last second. Thank you, buddy. Hey.
Absolutely. No problem.
Congratulations on being the official Beamish and Finley Baseball Insider.
Hey, anything I can add to the resume, JP?
Yeah, there, man. You got to wear a lot of hats, dude. Thank you, Toby.
No problem. See ya.
All right. Toby Altizer. Does anybody know Toby's Twitter handle? I will say it for the people. Toby. At Toby Altizer. T-O-B-I underscore A-L-T-I.
You don't like underscore, do you?
A-L-T-I-Z-E-R.